Hi, I'm Carlos, and welcome to our second part of our overview of what's new in WindowEyes version 4.5. In this segment, we'll talk about what's new and how we can interact with MSAA mode, especially in Internet Explorer. MSAA stands for Microsoft Active Accessibility, and this is a method that WindowEyes and other screen access programs use to communicate with Internet Explorer, Adobe Acrobat Reader, so on and so forth. So let's start off by accessing a web page. We'll go to the GW Micro page.
Loading page. Load done 25 links, 1 unclicked, 10 headings. Visit link, skip to main content, 725.
Okay, North Office. I'll silence the speech here with the control key. But as you heard, we heard loading page, load done. And that tells us that WindowEyes has gathered information from Internet Explorer. First of all, Internet Explorer must load the website, and then WindowEyes takes the information that Internet Explorer has gathered and loads it into its own buffer. That's how we interact with web pages with WindowEyes. Now, we heard how many links, on clicks, and headings there are on this web page. Let's start off by talking about how to navigate this page. We can navigate with up and down arrow keys to go line by line, left and right arrow keys to go character by character, control left or right to go word by word. All sounds familiar. However, what has changed is how we navigate by links, controls being edit boxes or checkboxes or radio buttons or buttons. All those are classified as a control, and even other elements that weren't even accessible to us in the past in WindowEyes. All the navigational keys have changed. In the past, you had to rely upon holding the insert key and the alt key and down arrow to navigate to a line of text, or control, alt, and down arrow to navigate to a control, such as an edit box or radio button, etc. However, now we can simply press the letter X. We'll go ahead and press X right now.
725 Airport North Office Parkwood Lane.
And we jump to the first line of text on this web page. Also, we can skip ahead by links with the L key. So I'll go ahead and press L.
Visit link home.
And we have a visited link, and we can hit L again.
Visited link catalog.
A catalog. We'll hit L again.
Link our products.
Our products. So you can tell we can navigate forward by links. And to go in the reverse direction, we can hit Shift L.
Visited link catalog. Visited link home.
And same with text, we can hit Shift X. With any navigation key, you can press Shift and that key to go in the reverse direction. I'll go ahead and press H now.
Heading 1, welcome to GW Micro.
And we get to the first heading, which reads, welcome to GW Micro. From here, we can do anything. We can continue navigating by links with our L key, or we can go by text with our X key, or we could skip to a paragraph with the letter P. So I'll go ahead and press P to read the next paragraph, the paragraph under this heading.
Since 1990, GW Micro has listened to screen reader users and incorporated many of the suggestions into one powerful product, WindowEyes.
So, we read the first paragraph. I can press P again to navigate to the next paragraph.
GW Micro has strived to find the ideal combination of flexibility and automaticity. It's just a fancy way of saying that we want you, our customer, to have a screen reader that is adaptable to your specific needs and likes, and yet work automatically enough for you to focus attention on your application program.
Okay,
not so, much
so I'll silence that. You get the idea that we can navigate paragraph by paragraph. And, again, we can go in the reverse direction by holding Shift and the key P to go to the previous paragraph. Let's go ahead and do that.
Since 1990, GW Micro has listened to three reader users.
And we're back to our previous paragraph. I silenced the speech there. If you want to skip ahead by something different than what you're currently on, so, for example, we're on the line of text, and if we want to go to something that's something other than text, we can hit the letter D for different, something different than what we're on now. So I'll go ahead and press D, and we'll see what we land on.
Link for more information about the power of WindowEyes.
Okay.
Please visit our products page.
So we landed on a link. Let's go ahead and press D again.
Wednesday, September 17, 2003.
And we're on a line of text. If we hit D again.
Link GW Micro products page.
So we're on a link. So it depends if there were an edit box or something between the line of text we were on and a link, we would get to the edit box. So that's another way of navigating. It's the same as in the past. In the past, you had to rely on alt down arrow, but now this key is just simply D. Let's go ahead and navigate to another heading by pressing the letter H.
Heading 5. Visited link catalog.
So now we're on heading 5. Now notice that WindowEyes is telling us what number of heading we're on. There are 6 variations of headings, and WindowEyes will announce the heading type that we're on by its number. If we, for example, press Shift-H...
Heading 3. Introducing WindowEyes 4.5.
We have Heading 3. Let's go ahead and press Shift-H again.
Heading 1. Welcome to GW Micro.
We're back to Heading 1. Now let's say we want to skip directly to Heading 5. We can press the number 5 on the keyboard,
five.
Followed by the letter H.
Heading 5. Visited link catalog.
And we skip directly to Heading 5. If we want to skip in the reverse direction, back to heading 1, we do the same thing. We press 1.
1.
And this time we'll press Shift-H.
Heading 1. Welcome to GW Micro.
So that's another useful way of navigating a web page, especially if the author has included headings. In addition to navigating by links, text, paragraph, headings, and a different element, we can also look at visited links simply by pressing, you guessed it, V. So let's go ahead and press the letter V from where we are now.
Visited link catalog.
We get visited link. You may wonder, why would you do that? Because L took us to a visited link. But L takes us to any type of link, whether it be visited or not visited. But V skips over any link that is not a visited link and takes us directly to visited links. So let's press V again.
Visited link support.
So this is useful. If you've been to a page before and you know you've accessed a certain link, you can simply press the letter V to skip directly to the links you've been to before and save a lot of time navigating either by the arrow keys or tabbing or what have you. Let's go ahead and press Enter on this support link and we'll get to GW Micro's
loading page.
Support
loads
page.
Loads 28 links, 1 unclick, 7 headings. Visited links kept to main content, 725 airplanes.
Okay, I'm going to silence the speech there. And now we've accessed the GW Micro support page. Let's say I would like to subscribe myself to the GW Micro email list. There's a form on this page which will allow me to do that. Now there are 2 ways I could access this form, or forms, on a page. First of all, I can press the letter F for form, and WindowEyes will take me directly to where the form begins. So let's press F.
Select the list combo box, GW info, email, edit box, please enter a valid email address. Checkbox, check, subscribe, checkbox, uncheck, unsubscribe button, subscribe, GW info.
And WindowEyes read us the entire form, even though there's other text above and below this form. WindowEyes just took us to the beginning line of the form and read the entire form. Another way we can access a form, because typically a form allows you to interact or input information into the website using controls, we can press C to skip directly to a control being an edit box, a checkbox, a radio button, or a button, or even a list box or combo box. Those are all controls. So we can go back to the top of the page with control home.
Top.
And press the letter C.
Combo box, GW info.
And we've accessed a combo box in the form. Now the difference between accessing a form with F versus jumping directly to a control with C is that the control may not necessarily be the first line of the form. There might be some text above the first control of the form. So WindowEyes, by pressing F, will just place you on a line of text. C, however, will take you directly to the control where you can press Enter to interact with the control. So if I want to interact with this combo box, I can press Enter.
MSO mode off. Combo box. Select list. Top. GW info. 1 of 5.
Okay, and WindowEyes announces MSAA mode off. That means I can no longer press letter keys to jump around by links or paragraphs or anything of that nature. I can use my up and down arrow keys to access the various items in this combo box. Let's press down arrow.
GW News, 2 of 5.
This is GW News List.
GW Italiano, 3 of 5.
An Italian list.
GW Polska, 4 of 5.
I think that's their Polish list.
Bottom, GW UK, 5 of 5.
And their UK list. So that's how we can access this combo box. We can continue through the form by pressing Tab.
Edit box. Please enter a valid email address.
And they've designed their form quite well because as soon as we press tab, WindowEyes read us the name of this edit box, asking us to input our email address. Let's go ahead and press tab again.
Checkbox. Checked. Subscribe.
And we'll tab again.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Unsubscribe.
So you can navigate through a form in this way. However, not every form is so nice and pretty. In such cases, we should turn MSAA mode back on with Control-Shift-A.
MSAA mode on. Loading page. Looking for visible line. Visible line found. Load 1028 links when unclick 7 headings. Unsubscribe button.
Okay, we'll silence our speech. And we'll go ahead and read the line that we're on.
Checkbox unchecked.
And we're on a checkbox, which is exactly where we were before we turned MSAA back on. Let's arrow up.
Subscribe. Checkbox checked. Edit box please enter valid email address. Email.
So, this is a way, by arrowing around...
Edit box please enter valid email.
I'm going back down
checkbox
now.
Checkbox checked.
By arrowing around the form in MSAA mode, you can sometimes get a better idea of what's being asked of you. Another new thing about accessing forms in WindowEyes is that if you encounter a checkbox or a radio button or just a button, there's no need to leave MSAA mode to interact with that element. So let's arrow down to the checkbox here that's unchecked.
Subscribe. Checkbox unchecked.
And press the space bar.
Checked. Loading page. Looking for visible line. Visible line found.
WindowEyes checked the checkbox and, as you heard, reloaded this page. What happens is if by manipulating a checkbox or a radio button on a web page that the information on the page changes, MSAA will reload the information into its buffer so that you have the most current information from that web page. If the web page does not change any information based on your manipulation of a checkbox or radio button or a button, MSAA won't reload. So that's pretty handy, especially when you fill out forms that only contain checkboxes and radio buttons. If you need to interact with a combo box or an edit box, you still need to navigate to that control and press enter before interacting with that control. So if we want to input our email address, we need to hit Shift-C because the edit box is above our location. Let's hit Shift-C.
Checkbox unchecked. Edit box, please enter a valid email address.
Now we must press Enter because if we start using the letter keys in MSAA mode, WindowEyes is going to take that as navigational keys. If we press P, for example, we'll skip down to the next paragraph instead of a P being placed in this edit box. So, therefore, we have to turn MSAA mode off by pressing Enter.
MSAA mode off. Edit box. Please enter a valid email address.
And now we can type
C A R L O S
our email address
at A C B R A D I O O R G
Carlos at acbradio.org. And we can even read that line with the WindowEyes command to read the line.
CarlosAcrodio.org.
And there you have it. And that's how we can interact with forms on a web page. The any line hotkey has a slight change in it in that if you use the key, which takes you to a specific line of a web page, the next time you use it, it will remember the last thing you typed, which can be useful for references. So let's go ahead and turn MSAA back on with Control-Shift-A.
MSAA mode on. Loading page. Looking for visible line.
Let's go ahead and press our any line hotkey with Control-Shift-L.
Edit box. Enter line number. 1. Dialogue.
Let's go ahead and press Enter to go to line 1.
Welcome to GW Micro, Incorporated Microsoft Internet Explorer. Top.
And we're at the very top of the page. We can find out how many lines, links, paragraphs, headings, etc. are on our web page by simply using the Speak Summary hotkey. Speak Summary is Control-Shift-S.
Line 1 of 95, 28 links, 1 unclick, 1 list, 13 paragraphs, 7 headings, 2 forms, 4 acronyms, 11 anchors.
So we hear a lot of information about what's on this page. You might have heard that WindowEyes announced that there are acronyms on this page. What exactly does that mean? Well, let's arrow down a few lines.
Visited links get the main content. 725 Airport North Office Park, Fort Wayne. In. 46,825. PH. 264,893671.
Okay, we've already passed two of them, actually. But just by arrowing down We knew that GW Micro's mailing address, followed by IN, is the state, Indiana. But let's say we didn't know that. This webpage has been designed with acronyms. Let's go ahead and arrow up to the line that has IN.
PH. 46,825.
And we can access a brand new MSAA verbosity dialog with insert and the letter V for verbosity.
List box, E elements, acronyms, abbreviations, 2 of 15, dialog, MSA verbosity settings.
We're brought into a dialog, and we're focused on a list that contains the different categories that we can choose from, and we are on number 2 out of 15 categories. Gives you an idea of how much flexibility you have now with this MSAA mode. Let's go ahead, for example, with acronyms, and press tab.
Button, radio button, checked, do not indicate, 4 of 4.
So WindowEyes is set not to indicate acronyms. If we arrow down to go to the top of this radio button.
Top, radio button, checked, include type, 1 of 4.
Include type, that will tell us if it's an acronym or an abbreviation, for example. If we press down arrow again.
Radio button, checked, expand, 2 of 4.
We have expand, so that will tell us exactly what it is. Let's go ahead and press enter to accept this change.
Welcome to GW Micro, Incorporated Microsoft Internet Explorer.
And now, let's read our line.
Acronym Indiana.
We can even use our arrow keys to see what's here. We can use our left and right arrow keys.
Hi. N-D-I-A-N, space I-N.
So we have Indiana, N, I-N was the acronym for Indiana. If we arrow down,
46,825.
And again,
abbreviation phone number PH.
Now we have abbreviation phone number, and PH is the abbreviation that's there. So that's an example of how we can access acronyms. If the web page author has included acronyms, WindowEyes will tell you with the Speak Summary hotkey with Control-Shift-S after you've loaded the page. Or we can go into our verbosity dialog with Insert V.
List box, E elements, acronyms, abbreviations, 2 of 15, dialog.
Let's hit N for new page.
And new page information, 11 of 15.
We'll tab, and we'll get an idea here what you can do here. We'll go ahead and tab.
Checkbox, checked, status messages.
Status messages, that's the messages that say loading page, load done, visible line found. You can disable that by unchecking this checkbox. Let's tab again.
Checkbox, unchecked, number of lines.
So if you check this checkbox, we'll hear, as soon as the page is done loading into the MSAA buffer, how many lines are on the page.
Checkbox, checked, number of links.
We'll hear number of links as soon as the page is done loading.
Checkbox, checked, number of frames.
Number of frames, which we can access and navigate by pressing Control Tab.
Checkbox, checked, number of tables.
Number of tables, which, by the way, we can access if there is a table on a page by pressing the letter T.
Checkbox, unchecked, number of lists.
Number of lists, so you get an idea now, of how we can access so much information. Lists you can access if there is a list on the page with the letter S.
Checkbox, unchecked, number of paragraphs.
Number of paragraphs on the page, and again you can access with the letter P if the page does contain paragraphs, and we hope it does.
Checkbox, checked, number of headings.
Number of headings, again you can access with the letter H.
Checkbox, unchecked, number of forms.
Forms, you can hear how many forms there are as soon as the page loads. Again, you can access forms with the letter F.
Checkbox, unchecked, number of acronyms, abbreviations.
Number of acronyms and abbreviations. Now, there's no access key for that, so we just hear how many there are. Let's tab again.
Checkbox, unchecked, number of block quotes.
Number of block quotes. If the author has block quotes on a page, we can access those with the letter Q. Again, keep in mind, you can go in the reverse direction with the Shift and key. So if you want to go to a previous block quote, you can press Shift Q.
Checkbox, unchecked, number of languages.
I'm just tabbing through here, number of languages. If you have multiple languages installed with either Eloquence or the RealSpeak Voices or any synthesizer that can support multiple languages, WindowEyes can automatically switch to a different language when it encounters a different language on a web page.
Checkbox, unchecked, number of line disk.
number of long descriptions. Sometimes a web author will have an item which contains more text in another page. So therefore, if WindowWise can tell us that there is a long description on the page, we can navigate to that area of the brief description, if you will, and then press Alt-Enter. Alt-Enter can be used in various ways, and that's one of them. We'll get to the others in a little bit.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Number of anchors.
We can hear the number of anchors on a page. An anchor is basically a reference to something on that same page that you're on. Let's go ahead.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Number of access keys.
Number of access keys. Some controls in typical Windows dialogs have access keys, such as Alt-Y for yes, or Alt-N for no. If a web author decides to associate an access key with a control on the web page, WindowWise will tell you that there are a number of access keys on the page once it loads if we check this checkbox. Keep in mind, this is only going to tell us what's on the page as soon as WindowWise loads the new page. It's not necessarily giving us access to it, it's just telling us that it's there. By default, they only enable a few to eliminate a lot of verbiage as soon as you access a web page. It would be a lot of verbiage if we had all these checked and a page contained all of these items. If a page doesn't contain an item that you've checked, let's say, for example, headings. If a page doesn't contain any headings, WindowWise won't bother to even tell you anything. It won't say zero headings, because that's just extra verbiage. Let's continue tabbing.
Checkbox. Checked. Number of flash objects.
Number of flash objects. WindowWise will tell us the number of flash objects on the page.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Number of objects.
Number of objects.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Refresh rate.
The refresh rate. That's very interesting. WindowWise can tell us the refresh rate of a web page. If a page is going to refresh itself every 90 seconds or so, WindowWise can tell us that information. Let's go ahead and tab.
Top. Radio button. Checked. Read first 24 lines. 1 of 3.
And this is why WindowWise automatically starts reading as soon as we access a page. It begins reading the first 24 lines. It doesn't move the MSAA cursor, if you will. It just leaves the cursor at the top and begins reading the first 24 lines on that page. Let's go ahead and tab.
Button. Okay.
And we've reached the OK button. We've made our way through this very long, extensive, but useful, very useful, a list of information that we can obtain and hear automatically as soon as a web page loads. Let's go ahead and explore this dialog a little more. Let's go ahead and tab back to our list of elements.
Button. Cancel. List box. The elements. New page information. 11 of 15.
Let's go ahead and start at the top.
Beginning of page. Top. Access keys. 1 of 15.
Now this is access keys. Like I mentioned before, this is where WindowWise would tell us that there's an access key associated with a control. It's not simply going to tell us that there's one on the page. It's actually going to tell us what the access key is. And by default, it's disabled. So let's tab.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Indicate shortcut.
And indicate shortcut is unchecked. Let's go ahead and press the space bar.
Space. Checked.
And press enter.
Welcome to GW.
Accept that change. Silence the speech. Now we'll go to a page that I know has a shortcut, and that's www.dictionary.com.
Dialogue. Open. W.W.D.I.C.T.I.O.A.R.Y.C.M.
And we'll press enter.
Welcome to GW Micro, Incorporated Microsoft Internet Explorer. Dictionary.com, Microsoft Internet Explorer, normal button, look it up, radio button, check, dictionary, radio button, uncheck, thesaurus, premium link, sign up, link, closure.
Okay, we'll silence the speech here. We'll arrow up.
Dictionary.com.
And back down.
Edit box, Alt-L.
And we have edit box, Alt-L. WindowWise is telling us that Alt-L is the key to access this edit box. However, if we, for example, go to the bottom of the page.
Bottom.
And hit Alt-L.
L.
Nothing happens. This applies to when we are not in MSAA mode. Let's go ahead and shift C, or that goes in the reverse order, to a control.
Radio button unchecked.
And here's a radio button. Let's go ahead and press enter. We can still press enter to access and manipulate a radio button, and we'll do that just for this purpose.
MSA mode off. Radio button checked. Thesaurus.
So now if we press Alt-L.
L. Edit box.
We're taken directly to this edit box. And in the past, we would have had no idea whatsoever that Alt-L was an access key for this edit box. Let's turn MSAA mode back on with Control Shift A.
MSAA mode on. Loading page. Load 1045 links.
And we'll go ahead and go back to our verbosity dialogue.
List box. E elements. Button. Tables. 15 of 15. Dialogue. MSAA verbosity settings.
Now I'll silence the speech there. And you may notice that since I pressed insert V to access this verbosity dialogue, we're placed at the bottom of the list. Normally, when we access a list, we're at the top. That's because WindowEyes is attempting to place us on something that we're on. Let's go ahead and exit this.
Dictionary.com Microsoft Internet Explorer.
And we'll press L to go to a link.
Link sign up.
Now let's press insert V and see what happens.
List box, E elements, links, 7 of 15, dialogue.
Now,
verbosity settings.
WindowEyes places us on the verbosity settings for links. It takes us by default to the verbosity item pertaining to what we have our MSAA cursor on. Now, if you have your MSAA cursor in a table, which we did before, it'll take us to that element in the verbosity dialog. Let's again explore, as I attempted to do before I got sidetracked. Let's go ahead and explore this dialog just by arrowing down this list from top to bottom.
Beginning of page, top, access keys, 1, 15.
I hit home, and we have access keys at the top. This is an alphabetical order.
Acronyms, abbreviations, 2, of 15.
We have acronyms and abbreviations. I'm just hitting my down arrow key to go down the list.
Flash, 3, of 15.
There's verbosity settings pertaining to Flash.
Forms, 4 of 15.
Forms.
Headings, 5 of 15.
Headings.
Languages, 6 of 15.
Languages, like I mentioned earlier, WindowEyes can change the language of the speech synthesizer if you have that installed, if you have multiple languages installed. But if you don't want that to happen, you can disable that in this language category of the verbosity dialog. Let's go ahead and down arrow again.
Links, 7 of 15.
We have links.
Lists, 8 of 15.
Lists.
Long disk, 9 of 15.
Long disk or long description, that's what that means.
Miscellaneous, 10 of 15.
We have miscellaneous items. Let's keep going down.
New page information, 11 of 15.
New page information.
Objects, 12 of 15.
Objects.
Paragraphs, 13
paragraphs.
Of 15.
Paragraphs.
Quotes, block quotes, 14
quotes
15.
And block quotes.
Bottoms, tables. 15 of 15.
And tables. So we have a lot of settings available to us. If we go to the miscellaneous section.
M, miscellaneous, 10 of 15.
We'll tab through here.
Button, radio button, checked. Suspend all refresh, 3 of 3.
Suspend all refresh. And this is very useful and good to know, because if you've ever been on a refreshing page, you surely have found frustration in navigating the page, because as you arrow down the page, all of a sudden the page refreshes and MSAA reloads, and then you're at the top again, and you start to try to navigate down the page, and all of a sudden the same thing happens again. Well, WindowEyes communicates with Internet Explorer now to suspend the refreshing of the page. The communication with Internet Explorer is extremely important, because if WindowEyes simply ignored the refreshing, you'd be reading old content, and if you find a link that's interesting to you in an MSAA buffer, go to press enter on the link. The page may have changed from underneath you, and that link that you press enter on in the MSAA buffer may no longer even apply to the actual web page. That's why it's important and very, very neat that GW Micro was able to communicate with Internet Explorer through WindowEyes to suspend refreshing of web pages. Now, if you do get to a page, sometimes get a page that's suspended, redirections now are suspended with WindowEyes, again, Alt-Enter is the key to go ahead and let that page redirect to another page. Let's say you go to www.carloscorner.com, but let's say my site is old and I say, you know, well, you should go on to yahoo.com because my page is no good anymore. I can redirect you as a web author to yahoo.com. However, as a screen access user, you may want to take your time to read what I'm saying, and then I'm telling you that, hey, this page is outdated. You'll be redirected in 10 seconds to yahoo.com, but actually, you'll be redirected when you're ready, when you press Alt-Enter. Let's go ahead and tab.
Checkbox. Checked. Indicate new pop-up windows.
Indicate new pop-up windows. And I'll find an example of that. Pop-ups are very popular now on the web. Some being useful information, others just being kind of annoying, at least to me, especially when you're trying to find information and some new Internet Explorer window pops up with an advertisement of something you're not even interested in. So that's very useful to know that that pops up. Let's tab again.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Include graphic with no description.
Include graphic with no description. So now we can have access to graphics on web pages, even if they don't have alt tags associated with them. This is just so much to go through. I won't be able to go through this whole dialogue in this presentation, but this is just to give you an idea that there is so much power offered to you now through this verbosity dialogue and what you hear while you're surfing the web. Let's go ahead and hit escape to get out of this.
Dictionary.com Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Let's go to PC World's website. I'll hit my
compo. Edit control box. O. Open. Dialogue. Open.
And we'll type www.pcworld.com. And press enter.
Dictionary.com Microsoft Internet Explorer.
I come here to read some news.
Loading page. Load up. Loading page. Load done 174 links, 5 frames, 5 tables, 1 flash object. Visited link.
Here we go. I'll silence speech. I usually come to this website to read news from time to time pertaining to what's going on in the computer industry. Another reason I came here for this presentation is because usually I run into a pop-up ad at some point or another as I'm on my way to a news article. Since we didn't get one yet, I'll go ahead and tab to the news link. Or actually, why am I tabbing? Let's hit L for links.
Visit linkworld.com. Link click here to find out more. Link home. Visit link news.
There we go. As you can tell, I've been here before. It's visited. So we'll press enter.
Loading page. Load done 85 links, 5 frames, 2 tables, 1 flash object. Visit linkworld.com. Frame click
now,
here to find out.
Silence the speech there. Let's hit X until we get to something that seems interesting.
Frame click here. Frame click here for search for AMS chip support 64-bit computing ushering in a new era for desktops. But the...
Oh, that sounds interesting. Let's arrow down and see what this, the rest of this says.
Selling point for the CPU is the boost for 32-bit apps.
Hmm. Let's shift tab.
Link 64-bit technology takes off.
That's the link to actually access the article and press enter.
Click here to find out more. Loading page. Loading 75 links, 3 frames, 2 tables, 1 flash object.
Silence that. We've accessed a pop-up ad like I knew we would at some point along the way to a news article. The sound you heard was a notification to us that a pop-up window has opened. There are different sounds, and these sounds can be changed. There are different sounds. One sound for a background pop-up window, meaning that the page that you intended to load is the page in focus. The background ad you'd have to alt-tab to and then close. And then there's the foreground ads, or pop-up windows, which take your focus away from the page you intended to view. And as a screen access user, sometimes that can be very frustrating and confusing if you press a link to access an interesting news article and the next thing you're reading is buy a new printer, then that can be very confusing, especially for a newcomer to web browsing. So let's see what our title says here.
World.com 64-bit takes off Microsoft Internet Explorer.
So what we got was a background pop-up window in this case. Our news article is here, and in focus, we can press P or X to jump down to the article. This page does not have headings. I wish it did, but it doesn't. So we have to use alternative means of accessing our article. So let's press P.
Search for link topics, link component, 64-bit takes off.
It seems like we've accessed the beginning of our article with three presses of the P key. Let's use our read to end real quick.
64-bit takes off, AMS chip supports 64-bit computing, ushering in a new era for desktops. But the best reason to buy the CPU is strong performance on familiar 32-bit apps. Tom Manelli from the November 2003
issue. Okay, we'll press escape, and as you can tell, we've accessed our article of interest. However, this pop-up ad is still here. We can access it by pressing Alt-Tab.
Advertisement American Express Microsoft Internet Explorer. Advertisement American
and
Express Microsoft
have
Internet Explorer.
And we have here an advertisement for American Express. I've silenced the speech with control. The way to get rid of this is either by pressing Control W or Alt F4. I'll just press Alt F4.
World.com 64 bit takes off Microsoft Internet Explorer. Link. Topics. Loading page.
And we have gotten rid of our pop-up window. Our pop-up window is just basically another Internet Explorer window. You can have multiple Internet Explorer windows open at one time, and you must close them separately with Alt F4. Alt F4 doesn't close all of them at once. You just have to press Alt F4 or Control W in each window to close it. WindowEyes has an additional method now for selecting text. Let's say that we want to start at the beginning of a long block of text and select a huge, enormous block of text. In the past, you would have just had to hold Shift and arrow down, or even Shift and page down, or whatever. But now, with the addition to the drag-drop hotkey to the MSAA buffer, we can select a large group of text. Now, historically, the drag-and-drop hotkey only pertained to the mouse. You could select text with the drag-and-drop hotkey with the mouse, but now in MSAA mode, we have that key available to us, and it pertains to what's here in the MSAA buffer. So let's arrow up.
Link use find dot world dot link browse by topic. Link advanced search. Link dot edit box. Search for.
Let's start here, just for example's sake, and press our insert period on our number pad.
Mark.
And that's the beginning of our mark. Now we can simply navigate to wherever we want. We can use the regular arrow keys, our navigation keys with P or H or L or whatever we want to go to another section of this web page. Let's go ahead and press P a few times.
Link topics 64 M shift Tom Manelli from the November. Posted when 64 bit in time, 64 bit PCs could change the face of desktop computing. A 64 bit shift can run longer, more complex instructions than a 32 bit one, improving performance of data intensive tasks such as audio and video encoding, advanced engineering design apps, and naturally games.
Okay, while we're at this, let's introduce another concept. We can skip, like I just did, forward paragraph by paragraph with P. We can also go in the reverse direction with Shift P. Now, I would like to end my text selection at the end of this paragraph. Instead of going to the next paragraph and then navigating backwards up to the previous line to find the end of this paragraph, I can simply press the right bracket key along with P.
Apps and naturally games.
And now we are at the end of this paragraph. Likewise, we can press the left bracket, followed by P, to jump to the beginning of the paragraph.
In time, 64-bit PCs could change the face of desktop computing. A 64-bit shift can.
Okay, so let's go back to the end of the paragraph with right bracket, P.
Apps and naturally games.
And by the way, the left bracket and right bracket work before many navigation keys, such as a table. If you're in a table, you can hit left bracket T to jump directly to the beginning of the table, or right bracket T to jump to the end of the table. Or a list. If you're in a list, you can hit left bracket and S to go to the beginning of the list, and left bracket and S to go to the end of the list. So now here we are at the end of our paragraph. Now I want to drop my other marker here to indicate this is the group of text I'd like to select. So let's hit the drag and drop hotkey again, insert period.
Button, D drop, dialog, drag and drop, button, cancel, default, button, D drop, button, and mark.
So now we have the option of dropping. If we just press enter, we drop the other end of our marker. If we choose mark, then we will move the previous beginning marker to this location. So we want to drop and put our ending marker here. We'll press enter.
Drop.
And WindowEyes announces drop. Now we can simply press Control-C,
copy the clipboard,
and copy that text to the clipboard. If we want to open Notepad, I'll simply go to the Run dialog, hold down the Windows key, and press R.
Dialog. Run.
Silence that, and type Notepad.
N-O-T-E-P-A-D. Desktop. List view. Untitled Notepad. Edit box.
Now we can paste our text that we copied to the clipboard with Control-V.
Paste it from clipboard.
And now we'll see what's here.
Engineering design. apps, and naturally games.
Now we see our last line.
Apps and naturally games.
I pressed the down arrow key. Is games. Remember, that was the last line of our paragraph that we selected. If we go to the top with Control Home.
Beginning of document.
And press the up arrow key to read this line.
Search for.
Search for. Remember, that was the beginning of where we started our text selection. So now, selecting text in large blocks is much easier and much more enjoyable than in the past in WindowEyes 4.5. So as you can tell, there are so many additions to the way that WindowEyes gives access to MSAA, which is utilized in Internet Explorer, Adobe Acrobat Reader, and several other applications which are coming out now, which give access via MSAA mode to screen access programs. I could only cover a few items out of the vast majority of what was added in WindowEyes 4.5. Once you receive your copy of WindowEyes, or even a demo from GW Micro's website, www.gwmicro.com, you can read Appendix E in the manual for a more extensive list and explanation of the features new to WindowEyes 4.5 and its access to MSAA mode. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, you can email me at carlos@acbradio.org. That's Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, @acbradio.org.